Chapter 5, Podcast Character Reflection. I don't like how my pup just up and died. I wanted him to live because if he did, I would still get to tend the rabbits. I was choking my dead puppy when I decided to cover it with hay. Then I flung it across the barn. Curly's wife had come into the barn very silently, so I didn't hear her when she came up beside me. I quickly tried to cover the puppy with hay, but she asked me what I was doing. I showed her the dead pup, and she told me not to feel bad. She then started talking about how she could have been a movie star, how a guy had told her that he would write to her when he got back to Hollywood. She said that she never got the letters, and that she suspected that her mom had taken them on account of how young she was. I told her that me and Georgia ended up on the farm because I liked to pet soft things. Soft things that, like that lady's dress up in weed. She told me that her hair was soft and I could pet it if I wanted to. I started petting it, and she kept telling me not to mess it up. I kept petting it, and she started screaming at me to stop petting it. I covered her mouth because if George heard, he would say I'd done a bad thing. I kind of started petting really hard, and she stopped moving and making noise. So now I had to bury her with hay so I wouldn't get into trouble with George. I realized that this was really a bad thing, so I went to hide in the bush where George had told me to hide before we got to the farm. I feel like I had done a bad thing to Curly's wife and my pup. I think that George will definitely not let me tend the rabbits now. I predict that George will have to go find Lenny and lead the others off his trail.